Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit TeamCoco.com/callConan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Yoris, meet Conan and Sona.
Yoris, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks. Before we begin, I must say, Sona, congratulations on becoming a best-selling author.
Oh,
yes!
That's amazing.
New York Times best-selling.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, Matt, congratulations on inventing the chill chum. That's also a
thank you. Well, thank you. We can end now,
Yoris.
I guess.
Yes.
Guess what, Yoris? I don't like you. Because you started out complimenting these two boneheads on their accomplishments and leaving Mozart out of the equation.
Oh, come on.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
It's a beautiful new podcast studio, Conan.
Hey.
Thank you.
He complimented the studio.
You complimented. The guy who built the studio, Eduardo, is right over here.
Thank you, Yoris. Thank you.
Good job, Eduardo.
Man, Eduardo, thanks a lot. I guess I've accomplished nothing in this life.
He's my favorite.
I ate a whole Greek yogurt this morning by myself.
Whoa, big boy.
Oh, big boy did it. Yeah. Yoris, that was very nice of you to compliment everyone but me. Where are you talking to us from, Yoris?
Well, I'm in the Netherlands at the moment.
In the Netherlands? Where in the Netherlands?
The province of Limburg and in the locality of Weert.
Okay.
Whoa. Is that where they make the cheese, Limburger cheese? The stinky cheese?
No, it's not actually. Yeah, I always assumed that it was, but it's not.
It's where Charles Lindbergh was invented.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I watched him make that blunder. And is that where you were from originally or did you move to the Netherlands?
I'm actually from Belgium.
Belgium. What a wonderful place.
To confuse it a bit more, that province is also called Limburg. So I'm from the Belgian Limburg, but now I live in the Dutch
Yoris,
Limburg.
Is that where they make the Limburger cheese?
No, still not. No, still wrong.
Lord, can I just say this is the worst Who's on First routine I've ever heard. Wait,
was it
Limburg?
Gouda?
No, not that Limburg.
Gouda.
This Limburg. What a tongue twister.
Struck out twice.
God, yeah, you know.
Oh, you wait to see the third one's a charming. It's coming.
Yoris, let me explain. My sleep deprived friend, he has a newborn.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah, and thank he's you. His foot's been heavy on the gas pedal lately and lots of fender benders. But that's okay.
It's
we
good
forgive
just to
him.
Drive sometimes.
No, it's not.
No,
you should really take off the seatbelt, go back in the house.
Oh, I'm driving without a seatbelt.
Tape your head to the wall. Yoris, so very nice. We've learned a little bit about you. Tell us more. Tell us, because you fascinate me, what you do for a living.
I am a historian.
Cool.
I primarily focus on demographic and social history.
Give me an example.
Well, for my dissertation, I studied the Black Death, which hopefully is of interest.
That is fascinating.
To some.
No, I first of all, I'm a very morbid person, but the Black Death does really intrigue me. What can you tell us about the Black Death? I mean, everybody nowadays, because we just went through a 2-year plus pandemic, people like to reference the Black Plague. The Black Plague was just a whole other scale. Am I correct?
Yeah, completely different. So it wiped out about 60% of the European population, with some localities having about 80 to 90% mortality. So it's massive.
When I was a kid, I went into the Boston Museum of Science, and they had this three-dimensional model of population growth starting, a couple hundred thousand years ago. And when it hit the Black Death, it plummeted. The whole thing plummeted in a way that even as a child, I was stunned and fascinated and scared by that. So Black Death, bad. Yeah. That's my dissertation.
I thought it was good this whole time. This is good. This is eye opening.
Yeah. I'm still giving it a shot.
The name kind of indicates a good disease, Black Death. You think, oh yeah.
You know, interesting thing to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but people had, of course, they didn't, unlike today where everyone has the correct information, back then people had wild ideas of what to do about the Black Death. And I remembered reading one account where they thought gunpowder might scare it away. So they would explode things. Like they would put a bunch of, I don't know, clothes that they thought had the Black Death on them.
Scare off the germs, or blow them up.
Well, exactly. I don't know what they just thought blowing it up will do.
Fire, wouldn't that kill some of the virus or bacteria?
Yeah. So there's stories of popes that would surround themselves with you know, fires that they would keep burning, you know, 24/7 whenever a new plague outbreak would happen. Because, of course, the Black Death is just one outbreak of plague, right? They kept on happening for centuries and centuries.
Yeah.
And people didn't really get much better at warding off the disease than we can do now. In a sense, because before you have vaccines and medical treatment, before all of the vaccines start up, you kind of have social distancing and quarantine, which is a terminology that we have from the Black Death, actually. And people just like now had all of these crazy ideas what caused the disease, as well as all sorts of crazy treatments.
All I can think is that we have not made any progress because now here we are. And people were, you know, still, I mean, at that time, I think people thought the earth was flat. I think you could still find...
It's a common misconception. Maybe most people didn't.
15 or 20 or 25% of the country thinks that. And you know, people, I think, back then would have stoned Anthony Fauci, probably, you know? So I don't know. I hope we're making progress, but...
Yeah, I think more people now believe that the Earth is flat than they did in the Middle Ages. Because in the Middle Ages, consensus was that the Earth was round. It was quite well known. And now with the flat Earth theory, you have a lot more people actually believing it. I would, you know...
So you say we're going backwards. We're going backwards.
In certain instances, maybe we're going backwards. Yeah, I see that in certain schools, evolution theory is also up for grabs. So that's interesting times we're living in, I guess.
Yeah. This got real grim real fast, Joris.
Yeah.
And well, so...
Can we go back to complimenting me and Matt?
Yeah. Let's keep in mind that Sona has a bestseller and that Matt Gourley is sleep deprived.
Actually, Joris, I have here in my notes that you know of a very interesting remedy that they used during the time for the Black Death. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I know what remedy you want to hear about, right? It's called the Vicar method, and it consists The Vicar method.
Okay.
It's tying a live plucked chicken to a bubo, right? Which are those swellings that appear when someone has plague, and waiting for the chicken to die. And they tie the chickens to the bubo anus first.
Yes. Now, okay.
And then they wait for the chicken to die. And the idea is that if the chicken would die, it would take over the disease from the human body into its own. And when it died, the disease would be gone for the human. And well, bad luck for the chicken.
Yeah. But can you eat the chicken then?
Or the bubo?
I wouldn't advise it. Maybe if you
have
thoroughly.
You had bubo? I've had bubo. Oh, bubo is great.
Candy bubo?
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Yeah. A little caramel sauce over it.
God.
You bite into that bubo. I'd like to apologize to anybody who's imagining biting into a swollen bubo right now. That's got a nice caramel sauce drizzled over it.
And a little pineapple ring with a cherry tip.
Oh, yum. You know what? Gourley, I was wrong to accuse you. If this is the product of sleep deprivation, I'm all for it.
Thank you.
Into a bubo. Yeah. No, it's fascinating because I bet if you went online, this is the gift of the modern internet, you would find someone somewhere who still thinks that the Vicar method is the way to go.
Yeah.
You know,
and for different reasons.
And for different reasons. Exactly.
And different placement.
Yeah, depending on how the chicken voted in the last election.
Yeah. It's right up there with hydroxychloroquine, I guess, the Vicar method.
Oh, no.
Rock, I like Hillary, rock! Wait a minute, that's a parrot. I was trying to do a chicken, and I did a parrot.
That's better.
I like Biden. Biden, I can't use you to cleanse my bubo.
Jesus.
You know what? Joris, this is all your fault when you think about it. You call us from this province of Limburger.
Jeez.
God, you've got to let that go. but you call us from the Netherlands. I'm fascinated by the Netherlands. I'd like to live there one day. Oh. It must be very nice. It seems like a reasonable place to live. Is that correct?
It's a very reasonable place to live, although they might have it in for you a little bit, Conan, because in the past, on multiple occasions, you've compared yourself to an elderly Dutch woman.
Oh. Yeah, what's wrong with that? I meant that as a compliment. Wait, wait a minute. So you guys don't like the idea that I might look like one of your women? You think that's insulting.
Or is it because he's saying they look like him?
What's the problem? I'm a conventionally attractive man. God, take that. The way I just said that is not the way is not something any conventionally attractive man. No. I'm a conventionally attractive man.
Brad Pitt says that all the time.
Hey, it's Brad Pitt. Brad, what's up? I'm a conventionally attractive man.
You sound like Blanche DuBois from Streetcar Named Desire.
I rely on the kindness of conventionally attractive strangers.
It's officially grilling season at the Home Depot. So don't miss Memorial Day savings on grills happening now, so you can celebrate with a backyard barbecue for the whole block. Step up your grill game and serve up a feast with the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill, with durability to last summer after summer. On special buy, only $199. Get ready for a whole summer of entertaining at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Joris, I first of all, I don't want people to have it in for me there, because I would love to visit the Netherlands and see all of your attractions. I'd like to go to Belgium, where you are from, and have one of those really thick waffles that you guys have. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, the Brussels waffles.
Yeah.
Or loads and loads of beers. Every locality has its own beer, because Belgians can't stand each other. So they all think they can make a better beer than their neighbors. So we have about 1,500 beers.
I wish that was the way. If we could replace all warfare and strife with people trying to make a better beer and being competitive about
that'd
it.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be a much better world.
Yeah. Everything would be fixed. And happy. Well, everybody would be drunk.
Yeah, it would be all alcoholics. Yeah.
Why don't they like each other?
What's the beef?
Why don't they like each other? Belgium is a very complex country. If you know the history a little bit, it was kind of created.
Well, of course we do.
Jean-Claude Van Damme and Hervé Villechaize come from there. I know the history.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why would you assume we wouldn't know? Yeah. As he said, Jean-Claude Van Damme and then Hervé Villechaize. And I brought up the thick waffle.
That's right.
You guys really know Belgium.
So you were talking. You know, I think a lot of Americans get a bad knock because people say that we don't have a good knowledge of the rest of the world. But I think Gourley and I have acquitted ourselves very well.
Yeah.
Also, I think there's a windmill or two somewhere.
Windmill?
In Belgium? There might be. The Netherlands is mostly known for windmills.
Yeah. Well, even I knew that.
Yeah.
Then the windmill
I went back to the Dutch area. There's got to be some windmills. windmills there. I know there
for
are.
For sure.
There's a lot of weed.
Plenty.
That's what I know.
Weeds and tulips.
Yeah. We have, they call them coffee shops, right? Where you can buy weed. They call them dispensaries, I guess, in the US.
Yeah, but you can't like sit and enjoy it there. You get it and you leave.
But why is that? Okay. Can I ask you a question? Right. Why do you have to leave a dispensary? When are they going to make it in the United States where you can hang out? Is there a reason you can't do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean,
that's something we should get into here.
It's important.
Well, that's guess
more
what?
Of a social gathering.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, right. Right now people go and they score their jazz cigarette, and then they're
out. I'm a cool guy.
I'm a conventionally attractive and cool guy. I just scored a jazz cigarette at a dispensary. Now I'm off to the home of Hervé Villechaize.
Famous Belgian, of course.
So. Oh, yeah. What's that? Tattoo on Fantasy Island. Oh. Knick-knack. And
The plane.
And I didn't know that Van Damme was from Belgium.
Well, he's not sure anymore.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. He's confused. He's been hit in the head too many times.
Oh.
Joris, you have taught us much. I mean, when you think about it, we now know a lot more about the Black Death, and we know pretty much all there is to know about the Netherlands.
And Belgium, yeah.
Yeah, and Belgium as well. But I do have to ask you, you're wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles t-shirt. That leads me to believe you're a fan?
Yes, quite a big fan. I also have some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle tattoos.
Oh, I can't really see those. Show them. Show them close up.
Oh my God, Shredder.
Wait.
Oh,
whoa, that's insane.
That is quite detailed. Look at that.
Oh my God.
Tell us about Shredder. And who? Oh my God. Okay, which one is that? Is that Leonardo?
I can tell you that's Michelangelo.
Is it?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. That's absolutely right.
So, do you really know? You know a lot about this?
I was into them when they first came out, and they were these underground black and white violent comic books when I was in junior high. But I don't know like the modern version of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm that way about the Muppets. I like the old underground black and white Muppets.
They were bloody. I'm telling you. They were really.
No. I like the Muppets. The old Muppets I'm talking about. It was really subversive, and they were all doing drugs. And R. Crumb created them. Yeah. And it was really only cool people knew about the Muppets then.
Yeah, and it was like borderline skin flicks, too, where there was a lot of Muppet
news. Very hipster thing. Very hipster thing to say, of course, that you knew them before they were cool.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, exactly my point.
Don't.
You're a conventionally attractive and cool guy.
Yeah. No. I think the attack now is on Gorley.
For trying
to pretend. And that he only knows the old cool Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and didn't go with the crowd, the mob, if you
will. It's true. I still have those comics signed by the artists, Eastman and Laird.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's incredible. Well, you just talked yourself out of that hole. I now totally respect you and think you're the grooviest.
Who are we of the Ninja Turtles, Joris?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the obvious one is Donatello, right? That would be you, Matt, because you do the machines.
Oh,
right? Yeah. He's the
you're
one
the engineer
in an action movie. He's the guy in a van with the headset who's
and the glasses,
really, burning no calories at all, and clicking and figuring out. And then I would be who's the really cool, conventionally attractive jazz cigarette smoking Ninja Turtle.
I guess the coolest one and also the brawler of the four is Raphael.
Yeah, that's me.
That's Sona.
Yeah.
That'd be Sona.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's not you.
Well,
Sona.
Looks like it's gone to Sona. All right. Yeah. So
Raphael
who's
is
left?
The coolest one.
Is there a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle that can't go out in the sun? I want my own turtle.
So I have two answers, right? One is the one you want because Leonardo is the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But Michelangelo is the orange one.
Oh.
Who likes pizza? Okay. Isn't that Michelangelo?
I just want to state for the record that I was into the Ninja Turtles before their bandanas changed colors. They all just wore red.
Cool. We get it.
I just
we
want that on the record.
Yeah. Really cool.
And it was
like
cool.
The black and white ones in the sign.
A lot of sex.
Wow. Incredible.
I was really Leonardo. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm Leonardo. I think let's just leave it at that. Not the orange
one. Let's leave it at that.
I don't want to be the orange one because that's demeaning.
So you're Michelangelo then, Joris, because you have the tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have him on my body, so I want to take Michelangelo if that's fine for you guys.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I have a little screen here that shows me when we've lost the listener. Oh, God. We hit this Teenage Mutant thing and just...
Does it model the population from the Black Death?
Yeah, it looks exactly like that. It looks exactly like that. It gets right up to the Middle Ages, which is, we were killing it with Jean-Claude Van Damme, Belgium, and then you hit Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and we lost 80%.
Were we killing it though?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, chicken buttholes to buboes, let's go.
But save those buboes.
Yeah.
Save those buboes, that's good eating.
Bubo was the name of the owl in the Clash of the Titans.
Yes. Is there a punishment room we can build in this podcast studio? Isn't there a place where we could, where every now and then Gorley has to go in and we shut it, and you just have to be in there for like a naughty boy for like 10 minutes.
Like the isolation booth on the quiz shows from the 50s?
Joris, I like you.
Yeah.
Thanks. You seem like an optimistic, very intelligent, funny person. And
thanks.
Yeah, you do seem like you'd make a good friend of mine. Do you have a question for me? Anything I can answer for you?
I do. And I tried to come up with a question that's really in the world you live in, right? So I know that you love two things. One is silly sounding words, mm-hmm. and the other is history.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Nice.
So my question would be, if you could come up with a historical disease, what would you name it? And what would the symptoms be?
Oh
my wow. God.
Wow.
You should have phoned
Okay.
ahead.
You know what I love? They used to talk about like the flux. You know, it used to be something. I think there was a while where they were talking about things like, oh, he's got some kind of a flux. Because they had all these old ailments like
consumption and
Well, there was like he's got the palsy, he's got the flux, he's got the
vapors.
The vapors. Yeah. Vapors. I like vapors are pretty good. The ague
fever.
Oh yeah.
Ague. I think it's
that's like a fever. Ague.
Ague. I always like ague. Yeah. Like he has an ague. So that's a good one. I like so maybe like a flux. A flux ague might be good, you know, or an agued flux, something like that, that has like just a combination.
Agu-flux.
An ague flux.
Like there's a character in Shakespeare, Sir Andrew Aguecheek, and it sounds like ague flux.
Yeah, something like, I think, so I would like some combination of old maladies. So maybe like an ague flux, and we maybe add some other words in there. An agurotic flux, so that there's a maybe there's a some symptoms which seem like somebody's sexually aroused, but it's an agurotic flux.
I like it.
And I would want the cure. One of my favorite things is a poultice.
Oh yeah.
You know, a poultice. Do you know what a poultice is, Sam?
No, I don't know what that is.
A poultice is like back when they used to mix up a lot of different ingredients and make kind of a mash, like a paste, and they would put it on your chest because let's say you had like a lung problem, they would say, oh, let's put a, and they thought like a mustard poultice, they thought it drew out the bad vapors and ill humors.
My parents did that for me when I broke my arm.
Oh. Wait a minute. Your parents in the modern era, you had a broken arm.
Yeah.
And they put some goop on it?
They did. They
and
put
is that
goop.
It?
That's it. They didn't think it was broken, so they put goop on it and wrapped it up for about 2 weeks. And then after a while, I was like, I really can't move it.
Oh, my God.
They're let's take you to get an x-ray. And then it was fractured, and I needed a cast.
Did they ask at the hospital why there's 2 weeks of fresh growth on this child's broken arm? And why is it... Why is it covered in? Why is her arm covered in onions and various crushed beans?
That is exactly what it was. My mom would cook it on this. She's gonna be so upset at bringing this up.
Well, I don't care. She's under arrest.
No,
she's under arrest.
It's
she's not.
Did she ever put a chicken butthole on your boobo?
Yeah. Jesus. Joris,
put it on my
this
arm.
Is what I'm dealing with. You live in a civilized society, and I'm here, and this is what they did to you, Sona.
Yeah,
terrible.
They did that when I was in sixth grade.
Absolutely terrible. Well, Joris, that's what I want to do. I want some kind of agurotic flux.
That's good.
And the cure is a poultice made of various balms, creams, and my favorite word yet, emollients.
Tincture.
And you mix it all up, and then, sweet remedy, or instant death. Probably the second one. Well, Joris, really love talking to you. You're a cool guy. You thanks. Are. Thank thanks. You so much thanks for so much. Talking to us. This was a really enjoyable, funny conversation. Yeah. And
all jokes aside, by the way, I really, really appreciate the podcast. I mean, it got me through some heavy data inputting and archival visits. Thanks so, so much for this podcast. It really kept me sane, honestly.
Joris, thank you for saying that. And sincerely, when I run into people and they say that, it makes me really happy. No one should thank us because this is a labor of love. We really like doing this. And so if it's making people happy, it's kind of a magical thing. So thank you. You're a fine fellow, Joris. Please speak highly of us in the Netherlands.
You ruined it.
I will.
You made it
well,
so
I'm probably,
sad.
I dug a hole.
You made it so desperate.
Please tell the people of the Netherlands that I'm a conventionally attractive man. Bye, Joris.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.